God the Father and our Lord Jesus the Christ. So today the story of Easter begins in a tomb. Women expected Jesus to be within the tomb. So that is where we begin our reflection this morning, within the tomb. Theologians talk about these empty tombs as empty spaces that live within us. Empty spaces are with us, that we live with these empty spaces sometimes after we lose a job, after we lose a friend. This week we just lost a good friend, Rhonda, who worked for many years at the preschool. And so when that happens, our hearts, there's a hole that within our hearts, right? So the end of a relationship, sometimes this empty space is marked by this longing for community. Wanted to live life as we used to live life. So there is a yearning, there is this emptiness within us caused by many things, by loss, by abuse, by many things. And there is also this yearning within us. So as I was reflecting on this yearning for community or yearning for what it was, I thought of my recent trip to Mexico. I grew up in Mexico, and I wanted to see where I used to play when I was little. That's the house where my dad grew up, and he met my mom there, and then we used to play. When my grandma decided to move away, when that happened, my dad bought the house because he wanted to possibly host new reunions or reunions, and somehow that never happened because family moved away. And so he tried to host reunions, but it was just not feasible for the family to gather at this same house. And so because I also had great memories of playing in the rain as children with my grandma's also grandchildren, I told my dad, well, maybe I can buy it since I'm, you know, searching for a home. It might be a hard commute from Mexico to here. But I told him, maybe I can buy it, maybe I can help you reconstruct that, right? Rebuild that space, and maybe we could attempt to do that. Well, this last time I went, I wanted to see the house. I went with my family, with my son, and when we got there, it was no longer a house. It was more like ruins. Aww. It was like two or three walls. It was a big space with grass. The neighbor had put recycling. It was like a mountain of recycling, right? Oh. So it became evident that life that was existed was no longer there, right? And so that, for sure, for many years, that yearning of community, we cling to that past reality that is no longer there. And I think that's what creates sometimes that emptiness of wanting to experience that because it was so good. Right? And so that is where Easter finds us, in that empty tomb. The woman wanted to see also Jesus. Perhaps they were thinking of all the great memories. Perhaps they wanted to come and say thank you to Jesus. But at their surprise, the tomb was empty. Jesus was not there in that place. He was not there. They find somebody who tells them that Jesus is in Galilee. So my question was, What's happening in Galilee? Why in Galilee? Well, first of all, Jesus promised that he will meet them there in Galilee before his death. But also Galilee was an important place because that is where Jesus began his public ministry. It is after he was anointed by the Holy Spirit, he began his ministry of liberating people from their illnesses, liberating people from demonic forces, from any oppressive forces. So he began this ministry of love, of reaching out to people, of inviting people to this community of forgiveness and love. And so that is what Galilee is so significant. But also, Galilee is the place where Jesus first encounters Peter and Andrew. There in Galilee, he first meets them and invites them, calls them to follow Jesus into this mission of God in the world. So he calls them and promises for them to become fishers of people. So he's invited them now to also Galilee, where things got started with when their life of faith began. And so today for us, it is also when we begin this new Easter promise at the waters of baptism where our life of faith began. It is the beginning of a journey, and a journey that where we remember that God first loved us. We began with love, with forgiveness, with grace. And so now we are invited to be proclaimers of this Easter message, that God came into the world to liberate the world. And now, because there is no body, maybe we are the body of Christ. We are now being called to this body of Christ and to provide this presence of love and going to the world where there are spaces where people are lonely, where there's despair, empty spaces. So today we, in this Easter season, or this today, it begins a celebration that God has come into our lives to fill us with his love when we ourselves have been empty, and to call us to move away from these empty spaces, spaces that are no longer there, and he's calling us to new life, new opportunities. He's calling us out to be the body of Christ, for us to jump into this mission of Christ that he has for us. Amen.
Amen.